Today, on this, the first Sunday of Great Lent, for almost since the end of the 8th century, the Church has been celebrating the Sunday of Orthodoxy. Sometimes it's referred to as the Triumph of Orthodoxy, when the icons were restored in the churches. And this is why the tradition is that people bring icons with them to church, and there's a great procession, sometimes in the church, other times outside in the streets around the church, like we do on Holy Friday. And it's a celebration of this victory, the victory of truth, the victory of preserving what was taught by Christ and the apostles and has been painstakingly passed down through times of, sometimes in times of freedom, sometimes in times of enslavement and war, where people sacrifice greatly so that we might have the opportunity to receive freely and decide if we want to continue the tradition, to decide if we want to be Orthodox, to decide if we want to follow the traditions and the scriptures. This is what we celebrate. And it's done with this procession that we will begin very, very shortly. If anyone has an icon and they want to participate, of course you're free to, especially the children, the Sunday schools, and all the children of the parish, and the parish council, and Philoptochos, and the different organizations will participate in some form. We do it prayerfully, recognizing how blessed we are to have had ancestors that sacrificed even unto death in some cases to give us the opportunity to pray, to have faith, to be Greek Orthodox Christians, and to be able to stand on the shoulders of the people in this country that built our parishes when they were poor. They did it before they had become successful. They purchased these buildings, they built Greek schools and Sunday schools and buildings for the Orthodox Christians to gather. And we remember them today as well, as we remember the victory of the truth, the victory of the faith. I'll ask you to please stand at this point and to reverently consider the Seventh Ecumenical Council, the triumph and the victory of truth over the lies, the light over the darkness in our world.